This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. Alhamdulillah, we have the second of the Quran is going to recite from us from Surah Yasin, which is one of our other coming Quran students, and we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings him success. Soon afterwards, inshallah, we'll invite our principal, Mr. Muhammad Mahdi, and one of our board directors, Dr. Muhammad Ibn Abdul Khalid, to open our discussion.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذ أرسلنا إليهم
It's what I do with your children in your But don't tell them that. Okay? Don't tell them that. So it's a year 9 program that I do with your kids. So what I do is, and I'm going to have to do my year 9 class now. Sister Rana Mashallah, she's familiar with this. I've kind of shown her the cartoonies. When you go home, if you have children in year 9 or year 7 or year 8 or year 10, ask them to show you the book that you're going to give them every term. You're going to see it looks like this. It's not colored pink, but I like them to color while I'm talking to them. It gets their brain thinking about other things. It has missing gaps, doesn't have the information, mashallah, but it's meant to keep them aware of what it is that we do. So the program that I run in year 9 is to put in the hearts and minds of our year 9 students why the words of the prophets I sent them matter today. And the topic, 30 different lessons that I go through, is called Did the Prophet really say that? How can you prove to me, Sheikh Yahya, that somebody said 1,400 years ago arrives to me today, and I know Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that? But more importantly, how can you show me that if somebody lied about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you can say, this isn't the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Now, a lot of parents, they get upset with me. One of the hadith that is not the word of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, people said, and it says, what I have read, it's a correct meaning, but not correct word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Paradise is under the feet of who? Your mother. I grew up hearing this. My mother, she would look at me and say, yeah, yeah. Jannah is right here. Now, it's true. The Prophet said to one Sahabi, that this Jannah, you can find it in the service of your mother. But it wasn't a general statement. Another hadith sometimes we hear, hopefully, everyone else has seen. Seek knowledge is going to get to go to China, right? Yes, we have to study it, but those are not words of Muhammad. In my office upstairs, I have a compendium of the lies spoken about the Prophet. I said it, what people say, he said, and he didn't. It's volume, not one or two. It becomes important for us to understand why we must choose the pure way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of the people have misunderstandings that we have at times in our community is that something that the Prophet said is maybe misunderstood or understood in more than one way, and that's why we value the great imams. An Imam Abu Hanifa, an Imam Malik, an Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmed. There is no Islam if we do not learn the usul, the principles that make sure that Islam was not diluted, corrupted, or worse, misunderstood because we did not understand its A to Z before speaking about the letter A on its own. That's the function of the great Imam. My job as a teacher for your young students, as building the Islamic Studies curriculum in our school, is to make sure that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is at this place where our children look up to him more than what is seen in some of the social media that they encounter. And I know I've spoken about this in a family night before, but we will do it again. There is no object in your home if you are asleep at night and your Wi-Fi is on and your children have mobile phones, tablets, laptops in the room while you are asleep. There is no safety net in your home if you have not ensured that people cannot enter your home while you are unaware. Would you leave your door unlocked? Like, would you say, okay, look, this is my daughter's room, leave the window open? Would you leave for somebody to walk in and have a conversation with her? What makes you think it's any different than to pick up her phone and have a video call, voice Why does that man need to change? You take a look. Sometimes, may Allah protect us. Sometimes we sit in the parking lot. Sometimes we say, I want to sit with you in the parking lot. I sit in your car. I say, I want you to do the first test, first thing, take the phone, and just sit with him. Look at him. Sit with him. Look. Not just the internet history, but look, what's being written. If you can't be sitting right next to your son, right next to your daughter, why are they uncomfortable with you? It's like you have an intruder in your home, and you are asleep and they are awake. We have to choose the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Choosing the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked us to be more than just the provider of food and drink, more than just the provider of the uniform, more than just the provider of I took you to the maktab, now memorize the Quran. Wallahi, there is no value in the Quran for an individual who parrots the Quran. It's just Allah, and has no belief in what it means to enter their heart. Khutbah al-Jum'ah today, I was speaking to the students about Salah. And I said to them, myself, the school will never police your Salah. We do not have a system in the school where we sit with a checkboard and police them. Did you stand up? Did you sit down? We will be patient year after year, encouraging you, loving you, teaching you, holding you back. Putting you in at times a place to relearn the Salah, but I will never accept that because you're definitely mean that you stand like this quietly. This is not for Allah, and I will not benefit from it. I would rather never be here than have you fear Allah because you just think that this is what I need to do just so that I don't get into trouble. And therefore, that becomes number two. When we choose the Prophet of Allah, we choose the heart more than we choose actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells our witness of Allah to say, part of the sunnah of the Prophet, he said, in Allah, I don't know if that's Allah doesn't look to what you look like, the physical being of you, but he looks to your heart first and the actions that follow. And you, my dear brother, my dear sister, in putting Muhammad center in your children's life is not necessarily about what thing you do, but why. What's in the heart that caused it? One scary thing. A young man, similar to my children here at the school, similar to our kids. As the Prophet finished Salah, the hadith is with Imam Ahmad, this man began to jump over the line, young man, child, wanting to come right to the front. He's not elder enough to play in the front row. He's climbing in the shoulder. He doesn't want Muhammad, so I said to leave before he talks to him. And he came right to the face of Rasulullah, so I said to him, he said, Ya Rasulullah, so I said to him, then be the zina, O Messenger of Allah, I want you to give me permission to have a lustful relationship, not in marriage. Which means he's already begun. That's the meaning of the hadith. He already has, mashallah, somebody in the bar, they're talking and they meet, and now he just wants approval. Because I still feel shame. O Messenger of Allah, just give me permission. The Sahaba, imagine you are sitting, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, imagine just a young man coming to the church, give me right for me, I'm out there, I'm about to do it. He was harmful. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leave him with me, leave the message. And he sat with him alone, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until he made him so close that his knees were touching the knees of the Prophet. They're sitting in the chair, knees touching. So my mother, I got that one. Then the Prophet put his hand on his chest for the last minute. And he said, Ya Habba, Allah, what do you mean? Would you want somebody to ask a question like this? mother, about your sister, about your He said, think of Allah. He said, how do you want it for yourself? Forget about other people. How do you want it for yourself? Let the Prophet make you please to have. Allahumma qaffir dhanba. Allahumma clean his heart. Waghfir dhanba. Forgive the sins you already did. Forgive the sins you already did. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Waghfir dhanba. Forgive him. And oh Allah, make him from those who vex and bother him, who are able to hold himself in disregard. The Prophet did not ask when did you see her, how often, with who, what's her name, where did you see her. He doesn't ask any of those details. It's more about fixing sometimes the problem of the heart. Choosing Muhammad means the times that your eyes are open, but you are blind to something because if you were to focus too much on it, it would cause a bigger problem with your children. Sometimes, my dear brother, the solution is not always to criticize. It's not always to be jacked up and angry and hostile. It's not always to question what, but to think about why and to ask the problem. In your heart and in your mind, that some things I need to ignore if I want to save my son, my wife's soul. I know some of you are trying to get upset with me. There's some getting, there's one brother now I know, he's sometimes he's upset with me. I won't look at him too, he doesn't know who he is. Huh? I'll look at everyone. He knows. I know he knows. Chip. I say this to you. Take your time. Be patient. Take your time, buddy. Give me more time. You'll fix it. I need more time to be in that time. Slowly. Inshallah. Sometimes you have to be blind. Blind if you don't see. Because this is the son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Choosing the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is at times being balanced when others crumble and are not willing to do that. Finally, the way of Sunnah that the Prophet was sent for was to express love for each other. And I can tell you, my dear brothers and my dear sisters, your children, if they do not feel, now listen to what I'm saying, if they do not feel you love them more than others in the society you're in, you've lost them. And I'm not talking about primary school. I'm talking about adult school. If your daughter and your son is not able to express to you things, then she will express them to other people, because as human beings, we need to talk. We need to be social. We need to explain our feelings and our emotions and our hardships to other people. And the love that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed was at times astonishing. If you have the chance, just because of the shortness of time, I have a talk called Moments of Beauty When Others Were Ugly with the Prophet rising. And I'm just going to give you one example. There were ugly things that would happen to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he would show beauty in return. Your job, my dear brother, my dear sister, is to instill absolute love and trust in your children that even when they are upset with you and you are upset with them, they know that nobody in the world cares about them more than you. Not just that you say that, that feeling is not always arrived at by saying. I'll give you an idea of this moment of ugliness where the Prophet showed the beauty. Sometimes we need to reread this Sunnah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all know this famous incident where a man walks into the masjid. The blessed message of Rasulullah, where one rak'ah is equal to 1,000. Not behind me, but imagine and in a corner in front of everyone. During the time of prayer, he begins, A'azakumullah, may Allah protect us, begins to urinate and relieve himself. The Prophet, when the Sahaba stood up to be arguing, his man, his gun, weapon, he's ready for a fight. He's ready to see who are these people, what are they going to do? The Prophet said, that will be leaving. Let him be. Now, that's embarrassing. Imagine you were trying to start a problem, you're waiting for them to come in, and all of a sudden you finish. Show us what you're going to get from this. So when the man finishes, the Prophet says to the Sahaba, go get water needed, help him. Help him. After this, help him, Ya Rasulullah. So Allah said, then the Prophet takes him to the side, doesn't speak in front of others, doesn't mention to him, doesn't bring him down. He brings him to the side and says, yeah, I didn't even want to know your name. Have that faith in Allah. This is the help of Allah's worship. That is the belief that what you do is not correct to be done here. That happened. Don't ever do this again. It's a victim of the saying, because if you do it again, you see that man, no, you stop. You see the one I told them, listen, leave him alone. You see it? If you come back, oh, the crowd. That happened. Don't ever do this again. Pay attention. It's not because I'm mean that I let it go. It's because I would rather give you your life, I would rather give you respect than not. This man, he says, when I entered that masjid, no one out of the body meant to me. I hated no one more than this man. I kept hearing Muhammad, I hated no one more than me. But when he spoke to me those words, I love now no one more than him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Similar to Mrs. Fulana, one of the chiefs of Quraysh, on the day of the conquest of Mecca, the Prophet enters and is meeting that Allah to clean the Kaaba and is showing his Imamah to Allah. Fulana said, I was so angry and full of hate that Muhammad returned and conquered us. I dipped my dagger, my small knife, in poison, and I put it in my sleeve, and I said to myself, I would rather die and kill him than live with him. So I began to walk behind him. He walked up back, far away from me, he stopped. Allah, stop. Take out the people with him. He stopped for Isaiah and turned and looked me in the face. And he said, Ya Allah, I'm not going to be in the future. Allah, what's in your heart? What are you thinking of doing? SubhanAllah, Allah, I'm going to do it. Allah, still a criminal, He said, Ya Allah, I'm going to do it. I don't begin to practice piety. I want to learn and do the things. But I don't believe you. I came closer. Almost at striking distance. Tawakkaf wa taqwa, stopped and turned. What are you thinking of, Ya Fulana? Muhammad, finally, I'm standing upon it. Halas, I'm just about to hurt him. But in the time of Allah, I need to hold up something. He turned and put his hand on my chest. I swear to you now by the one who no one will I worship except Allah. He never touched my chest except I love no man more than him. It's not the barakah of the hand of Rasulullah. Fudala understood that the Prophet gave him his life. From the beginning, Muhammad said, Khalid, Usama, Amr, this man, he's got a knife and Allah has told him, grab it. I give him one chance, two chances. But the Prophet would rather show love, rather show mercy, rather change the heart than cause aggression and bring someone to a short stop. That same mindset must be your choice. My dear brother, my dear sister, you need to choose to live in aggression. You need to choose to be careful with the words you say to your children. You need to choose how to display anger in your voice, in the look of your face. Sometimes, you know, my son goes, you see me angry. He said, Papa, I know. I said, what do you mean? Because I know you're upset. I said, what do you know? He was wrong. He said, that's not the problem. It's actually a system that people can see when you're angry, so they know. It's not a bad thing. It's a bad thing if that is all that they see. If you wake up in the morning, I was with that mission. You want to sleep at night? Next week, it's not the way you want to do it. I'll leave you with one final story. Live quiet. Sometimes we assume as men and as women, husbands and wives to each other, that what we say matters to our children more than what we do. It's wrong. She was young and not a very good girl. So the Prophet came into the house. And mashallah, she is good in everybody. And the Prophet Sunnah says, he doesn't look at her and look, no. So he says to her, how about we share this food with she's the eldest of the wives of the Prophet. So, Sallallahu is one of the first 10 or maybe 15 people who checked the Islam in the time of Quran. She, mashallah, is a master chef. So, let's eat your food, meaning we'll put your plate, and mashallah, she will put a plate. Aisha understands what happened. So, she comes to the house of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And she is mashallah, when the kitchen broke up everything in Allah. She comes with mashallah, the Kareem. She made the Prophet Isaiah's favorite dish, wheat and stew and bread and broth. And as she's bringing it down, overcome with anger and jealousy, she hit the plate and broke on the ground.
honoring
of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings you khayr wa baraka, that Allah puts light into your home, that Allah connects to your heart, that we are for those who love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than just the word, that we love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even when we recognize from his action that we are wrong, that we take his path even when it's difficult, that we are those who see to make him our gateway into Jannah. And the teaching of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that the test of our faith, the test of whether you are a believer in Allah or not, is not whether you say La ilaha illallah alone, it's whether you also accepted Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are people who say La ilaha illallah today, but it is not good enough. It is not the gateway to Jannah. We are not perennials where we think Muslim, Jew, Christian, all the same, we all believe in God. Even the Lord of Allah says, إِلَهُنَا وَإِلَهُ الْمُوَاحَدُ. You say to them, who you worship and we worship in essence is the same. It is not the same on one account that we choose Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us those who love way more than our own way. May Allah allow us to measure our life's success by His success. May Allah make our love for what He loved and our hate for what He hated and teach us His way in a better way that we can use in our life. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our staff and our students, our parents and our teachers, that Allah leads our principal and board back to pleasing to Him and stop all of us from that which is haram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uplift us and that this becomes a place for future generations to be in the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in the time that we spend together and that when we depart from each other, it is full of rahmah and mercy and forgiveness from Allah azza wa jalla. Enjoy the rest of your life. Inna ta'ala subhanallah wa bihamdihi ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Forgive me if I leave before you. I do have a flight to catch at 11 p.m. inshallah. I'll go maybe a little bit before 8 o'clock just to get myself ready. Wallahi, I'm going to have it. And I'm just going to get myself ready. JazakAllah. If at any time you need to speak with people, if you don't achieve your last one to sit in the car, I'm happy to visit you. We'll have a good visit with you, inshallah. But if you want to sit in the car, just bring a coffee, inshallah.
It's live on Facebook.